a hard-fought win, and I imagine Wickham made you work just as hard as you thought they would do for that game and that 3 points.
Yes, absolutely. We were prepared, and for that I'm pretty happy and delighted with a good performance, a well-deserved win, but also a hard-fought win against a spirited and committed home side. So, but if I'm honest, I didn't expect anything else. They won 7 points out of their last four games. They were in the last two games with clean sheet win against Reading, for example. Although they played for a proper amount of minutes in underload. So we knew that they fight for their lives and always committed it and spirited, well structured. Gareth is doing a fantastic job here, and was difficult to open them. And in these games, you have to be relentless, sometimes also to be patient, to prepare your situations. And when you're then capable to return back to the dressing room with a win, with a clean sheet win, with scoring two goals, could have scored, of course, a few more when I think about the situation, especially in the second half, also with Unlandes, one against one, the goalkeeper, Amy Buendia, should have scored. Also in the first half, we hit the crossbar, and didn't give them any real chance during the game, although they tried everything, and they are always dangerous with all their physical threats and a long throw in or a long free kick or sometimes a corner kick can be, of course, dangerous. You always have to be switched on against the side. And for that, I'm quite happy that we're able to return back to the dressing room with a win, with a good performance, with a clean sheet win, with two goals, and I think also well-deserved win. And for that, many compliments to my lads.
Yeah, and the position you've put yourselves in now, 7 points clear at the top and 10 points clear of third place. I know there's still a long way to go, but this is such a strong position you've put yourselves in now, isn't it?
Yeah, so far so good. So I expect also like Swansea will win several points out of their games in hand. So for that, then the gap is a bit less. But it's also not that important. We are absolutely happy with 70 points at this stage of the season. But we know that we have to be relentless. We know that we have to keep going. And like I mentioned, I'm just willing to speak about more once we have really 80 points. We want to achieve to have 80 points as quick as possible, because then you're really 100% safe in the playoffs. And then you can speak about everything else if there are still a few games left. But in this league, the momentum can change that quick. So if I'm honest, so in the relegation battle, sometimes it's important when you are then 10 points clear, then you're more or less through. But if you're fighting, for example, for promotion, yeah, two or three poor results because the teams around you will always win points. Yeah, when you're fighting for promotion, and the gap is closed, so it can change so quickly. For that, we need to keep going. We need to stay relentless. We need to keep going also with this spirit, with this type of performances, also with this effectiveness, like in the last games, also during this season. You never know what happens with the pandemic, with illnesses, injuries, the COVID situation. Yeah, you never know what happens. And for that, you have to keep going and have to be switched on. We're not over the moon. We are happy and confident and happy with the status quo, but we know also that we have to keep going.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard the quotes from Pep Guardiola earlier this week, saying that Norwich City are the only team he watches to relax. Do you feel as relaxed as he does watching your team?
I hope it was meant as a compliment, yeah. Because when I watch golf, for example, I can also relax. But the problem is I fall asleep at times. So I hope it was meant as a compliment. But I know it was meant as a compliment, because I never speak in public about this. But I've got a really good relationship with Pep. We're close friends and talk a lot. And I know that he always follows what we are doing. He's always speaking about my Norwich team. What is my Norwich team doing? And I know that he's a big fan of us and also what we're doing. Yeah, there are worse comments than if one of the best player coaches in the world says that he loves to watch our football and loves to follow our football club. So for that, we take this. And yeah, hopefully he's enjoyed also the game today with a little cake on the sofa, because after a great win yesterday, he also has deserved this. Yeah, of course, it's a compliment and we're quite happy with this. But if I'm honest, I'm not a surprise, because I know since quite a long time that he follows our games and what we are doing quite closely. And it's good that Norwich City has a fan in Pep Guardiola. That's definitely a good topic. Yes. Benny, hi.
Well done. Just to add to what you've already talked about, Adam Eden, lovely for him to come on and get a goal. He's had a bit of a tough season for various reasons, but he showed what he's all about there in the penalty box, came alive. Good for that lad on a personal level.
Yes, I was quite pleased with his goal there. First of all, of course, the first goal was the opener, but We missed several chances with Unai Hernandez, with Emi Buendia, where we could have scored the second goal, and you never know. So this Wickham side is always spirited, and with some long balls in the end, they could score sometimes out of nothing. And for that, it was important to get this second goal. And I'm also quite pleased that we are capable to score the second goal out of a set piece, good delivery, good movement of Kenny McLean. He nearly scored with the first touch, and then Adam, good anticipating, also smelling a little bit where the ball is, and brought the ball, then concentrated and focused over line. It's good for his confidence, good for us in general, good for the table, and I was quite pleased with this goal, yes.
And obviously the other end, as you said, you've already talked about it, a clean sheet. I think that is now 13. That equals the title-winning season. You've also said it isn't just about your defenders or your centre-backs, but just word on that defensive level of resolution this season, because it is really anchoring what you're trying to do.
It was the key today and crucial. And we spoke even at halftime about this. We changed a few things at halftime, a few principles, but also our base formation, because we wanted to have a different structure and to prepare our situation a bit better. We wanted different passing angles into the final third, and it worked out. But we also spoke about that we have to stay strong in doing disciplined what we have to do in order to defend them, because this side also, of course, they want to get a bit in our head. Each of we throw in, each of we goal kicks last 2 minutes. And when you're just focused and in moaning about this and not doing the defensive stuff, then pretty quick they are in your head and your concentration's away, and they could even win such a game. So it was important also to do our defensive stuff. We had one situation in the first half when they had a good shooting position, but out of this, I think we didn't allow them anything. So for that, I was quite pleased. And also in the second half, although we were in lead, I think we controlled the game further on, but you still had to dig in when there is sometimes a long throw in or a deep free kick, sometimes even out of their half. They sent all the center backs up, and then you have to dig in and to defend all the headers and also the second balls. And that's what we did. And I'm quite pleased with this attitude, with this steel, and it's quite important in order to stay top of the league.
Just final one for me. Can you, now this is out of the way, can you give any thought to Brentford Wednesday, Carrow? That's obviously a very big game at the top of the table. And any early indication, Todd Cantwell, as he progressing with his injury?
No, because I haven't spoken with him today, so I'm not sure how it developed overnight because of the early kickoff. I know that our sports science and physios are in touch with him, and he got some treatment for his calves at Carrow Road. Like I mentioned before, so he's a major doubt also for Wednesday. So it will be pretty close or late decision if he could be available. If you ask me right now, the chances are less than 50%, if I'm honest, but we still have a few days and try our best, of course, to bring him back into the squad and to make him available, because he was in such a good shape. But it's too early to judge at the moment, and we take it like it is. So I trust my whole group. I trust my players. Also, the players who were involved today delivered with a good performance and were effective. And for that, of course, we hope that we have Todd available as quick as possible, but it's a bit too soon to judge if he's really there for Wednesday.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. Well done today. Cheers.
We've been here before, 2 years ago. What would you say to supporters who attempted to rush down to the supermarket and start buying in the champagne and the beer to celebrate? Is it too soon?
During this strange times, anyhow, during this pandemic, so it's really tricky, yeah, because you're not allowed to come to the stadium and to celebrate with your team. I think each and every win you should celebrate with champagne if you can afford it. Anyhow, otherwise you should perhaps go for a pint or whatever, something like this. It's important, yeah, because during these strange times, it's not easy also to stay positive. And this is also why I like so much that football can go on, because we still can create emotions and also, yeah, good feelings. I'm pretty sure that everyone who is connected with Norwich City and is wearing a yellow shirt, they are buzzing at the moment, because we're playing, yeah, the best season of the history of the club, and to be there with 70 points after 33 games is amazing. But we're not done, so it's quite important that we keep going and win many more points, because in the end, I want to have a bigger party anyhow. But I would also recommend, yeah, also enjoy this day, enjoy this lovely Sunday afternoon, yeah, and if it's anyhow possible, also like go to the supermarket, open a bottle of champagne, but don't drink too much, yeah, because on Wednesday we have to be focused and have to go again. Also, we need then also like the vibes and the energy of our supporters, sadly at home in front of the TV, but we need this, that they are also fully focused again, and then hopefully we can all celebrate in the summer something really special.